We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The KDKA Morning News
with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning and thanks for being with us this morning. From the KDKA NRG Storm Center, West Mifflin Area School District, Emerson Elementary School has been forced to close today. Just the Emerson Elementary School in the West Mifflin District. All other schools are open. And of course, you can check the NRG Storm Center anytime at kdkaradio.com.
Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, getting ready for a very, very big week for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, we have seen these Jaguars before, and the last time wasn't so great, Jeff. I think Ben Roethlisberger by himself is anxious to play these guys again.
Yeah, and I mean, you could say very simply that Ben Roethlisberger by himself was the reason they lost that game. I mean, he was horrible in that game. And, you know, he's a competitor. We hear all these stories about how he competes at ping pong and every little game they play in the locker room. And he wants another shot. He asked for it on his radio show last week that he wanted to play Jacksonville. And now he'll get another chance. And here's the interesting part. A couple of the Jaguars players were saying after the game, "We hear Ben wants us. Here we come."
Yeah, I did hear that. I heard him say, "We're going to give, yeah, we're coming. We'll give Ben what he's looking for. A game." So let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. When they played at Heinz Field and beat the Steelers, a lot of people were surprised. I don't think a lot of people knew how good the Jaguars would end up being, and they end up in the playoffs, and here they come to Heinz Field. But they didn't look so good against Buffalo, frankly.
No, they didn't. And Larry, you hit it on the nail on the head there, because you remember when that loss happened, it was a couple weeks after the loss to Chicago. And people thought, wow, that's two bad teams in a row, you know, two bad teams that the Steelers have lost to. You didn't know where they were at in the season, how that they were going to roll off that many wins in a row after that loss to Jacksonville. But it was a, I wouldn't say it's a turning point game, but it was a kind of a wake-up game for Jacksonville. I mean, this is a Jacksonville team that brings it on defense. They play physical. They've got a great secondary. And you combine that great secondary with a good pass rush, and you have a pretty good defense, and that's what they have. Now, offensively, you know, they're average to below, and you saw that in the Buffalo game. And let me say this. I think Buffalo played really well. They tackled really well, Buffalo did in that game. And that's a key for the Steelers here. It is all the time, but especially against Jacksonville, you have to be sound in your tackling. And I thought Buffalo did that well. Steelers are going to have to, because Leonard Fournette and the quarterback, Blake Bortles, who rushed for 86 yards, was the leading rusher. Both those guys you have to account for.
Well, Blake Bortles couldn't hit a receiver to save himself on Sunday.
No.
I mean, he was throwing behind them, throwing over their heads. And you got to figure that was a yip, that the Steelers are not going to face that Blake Bortles.
Yeah, and I heard Doug Marrone, their head coach, say yesterday that, you know, Bortles is a tireless worker and he's tough, and that games don't bother him from the standpoint where he gets down. He just comes in and works harder. And, you know, he expected a better output, even though the game is in Pittsburgh, than what they had at home against Buffalo. And said they're working towards that. Listen, you know, the Steelers have at times, you remember Jay Ajayi last year when he rushed for 200 yards for the Dolphins, Steelers saw that team a second time and figured out a way to win at home. It's a strangely similar circumstance here, although around further in the postseason.
We're with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, on KDKA. So, Jeff, yeah, let's talk about they come up from Florida like the Dolphins did last year, and it looks like weather-wise, the 1-of-5 kick at Heinz Field Sunday will be somewhere in the 20s, 20 degrees, and may come off some snow the day before. So it will be a hostile environment all the way around for the Jaguars.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's kind of a mixed bag. Because as a northern team, you like that you're kind of acclimated to it, and that you would think you would have the advantage having played in some bad weather this year. However, Jacksonville's a team based on running game and defense, which are two things that in bad weather or in cold weather you would think would stand up well in those situations. So, you know, it's postseason. I think some of that edge gets taken off because of the importance of the game. You know, here's the thing for me, guys. If the Steelers have any rust, or if they're not in sync because of the time they took off, they could get behind early. I mean, this is a Jacksonville team that feasts on turnovers. They can't come out. You know, they could throw a couple of pick sixes and find themselves down 14-0. They need to make sure they're on their P's and Q's. They worked hard in practice last week to try to simulate a normal week, and I think Mike Tomlin has some plans for another tough week of practice here to try to make sure they're sharp on Sunday.
Antonio Brown back on the practice field yesterday. Any reason to believe that he's anything other than 100%?
Yeah, the guys we talked to said that he looked like he hadn't missed any time at all. It's postseason. I can't think of, unless he has a major setback during the week, I can't anticipate anything other than him being out on the field. Now, what level he'll be at, I guess we'll see. But, man, he's such a pro. He's so proud. I would be shocked if you didn't even notice he was gone for a couple of weeks as far as his performance level.
And there is nothing wrong with his hands when it comes to catching.
That, oh, my gosh.
You know, that was a calf injury that's slightly torn. Hopefully that's not an issue. And hopefully, unlike last year, this team is going into the playoffs relatively healthy with all their major components in place.
Healthy and rested. And one thing I think we'll see different in this Jacksonville game, I think you're going to see them give more touches to Le'Veon Bell. If they had a regret thinking that first time, because Jacksonville will give up some yards on the ground, I think Buffalo probably had that regret about Shady McCoy not giving him enough touches. I think you're going to see the Steelers really feed Le'Veon Bell in this one.
Yeah, McCoy was injured, was battling an ankle injury, but came back and did pretty darn well. So
I want to play.
Yeah, he on one leg.
Let's play the game today, man.
I'm
Let's
ready.
Just get to it.
Thanks,
right?
Jeff.
Jeez.
Thanks for getting us all prepped up. We're ready.
I'm ready, too. Let's do it.
Jeff Athorn, our sports director on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.